Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Enter the Light here at Friday night on February 9th, 2018. And we are Enter the Light. Here's that music. Okay, and I didn't even know that was going to come on, but actually that is really nice that it did, just for a little intro. And so tonight we are Enter the Light, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific time right now and 8 p.m. Eastern, and the other times I'm not sure of. They're an hour either way. And tonight we have two incredible hosts with me. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke with Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson. And they are incredible healers, psychic mediums, and et cetera. And I'm just going to read their bios very quickly, and then I'm just going to make a quick announcement, too, and then we'll go on to the topic, which is called discernment. So anyway, I just want to read a little bit about the hosts here. Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with spirit, past lives. Her team provides what is needed to help you feel more empowered in your life. Find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite, that's wixsite.com-home. And Ryan Adragna is a healer who works with and through his spirit team. You can find Ryan on Facebook and on his website, www.healingsthroughspirit.com. And I am Jan Drake Bakke, a certified psychic intuitive medium, sharing messages and helping discover the animal totems who guide you along your way. I also do a lot of poetry, and they are up for songs and for events. I'm just putting that out there. And my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook, too. So that's who we are, and here we are, and I'm just going to all I wanted to do before I turn it over to one of the other hosts was make the announcement. We usually do it at the end, but I'm going to do it right now so we can just put it out there. It may not be even the most appropriate time to do it, but I'll just do it anyway. We are the Sacred Embers team, and on Wednesday night, we start off with Divine Connections, and that's with Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields Alamonte and Jody Higgins, and that's at 5 p.m. also, Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then Thursday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers, same time. Then Friday night is our show. So there you go. I just wanted to make sure we get that in there. And tonight, we are going to be talking about discernment, and I'm just going to go ahead and let Ryan or Shannon, whoever wants to, talk a little bit about it. Anybody?
We're so quiet.
Yeah, I guess I can just start. I don't have much to say about discernment. Discernment, in my opinion, and I thought a lot about this over the last couple days, is I really think it's a derivative of I could be completely off base here, but my spirit team was nudging me that it's a derivative of intuition, which really kind of tugs off all the seven chakras, okay? And particularly the sixth chakra, which is awareness. So when you look at the seven chakras, you look at the root chakra, which is trust. And discernment is kind of like, okay, do I trust this guy? Do I trust that woman? Okay, check. Or do I not trust them? So the root chakra is kind of affected by that. Then you look at the sacral chakra, the second chakra, and you say, okay, well, the sacral chakra has kind of, it has stuff to do with, you know, sexuality, creativity, and does that have something to do with discernment? Well, sure. It has something to do with understanding what the limits of your creativity are, or how open you are in regards to the sexuality of your human nature. And then we travel upward to your third chakra, which is, you know, your solar plex, and that has to do with wisdom and power. And I look at it and I say, well, what does discernment have to do with wisdom and power? Well, I think that kind of speaks for itself in the fact that when that third chakra is spinning correctly and appropriate as it should be, then you sort of have the intuition to say, okay, I've done this, I've been there, this makes sense to me, or this seems off. So that kind of makes sense to me too. And going up to the heart chakra, when we talk about love and healing, your discernment is, okay, well, what am I in love with? And you kind of discern that, you kind of think about, say, I like this, I love that, and you kind of make that distinction. The hardest thing for me to grasp hold of, and please forgive me because I couldn't make the connection here, was the throat chakra, which is, you know, your voice box. Like, it's your communications, it's your ability to speak your truth, I'm not saying that doesn't have anything to do with discernment, but maybe that plays the biggest role of all. I'm still trying, to be honest with you guys, I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe speaking your truth, because when all your chakras are kind of spinning a balance, and this one says, okay, you know what, it all kind of adds up to saying, you know what, I don't think that's right. So maybe your throat chakra is the biggest part of that equation. It could be. And that's for everyone to explore. And for me, the third eye, or your sixth chakra, or your awareness, is probably one of the biggest when it comes to discernment from a spirituality standpoint, when you're talking about your intuition which is your bridge to your spirit world, and understanding your clairs and discerning in your mind what's right or wrong, being able to pick up that sixth sense with you will say, you know what, this doesn't feel right, and now I know why it doesn't feel right. And then going up to your crown chakra, your seventh chakra, which is, you know, the spirituality part of the equation, it's maybe discernment or that intuition part of the equation is just being open and aware to all that is, and just accepting that you're not alone in this universe. You're integrated. You're a part of everything. You are one with everything. So I don't know if I confused anybody or I made... like I said, this was a tough topic for me. I don't know who picked this one up, but this was a tough one for me to figure out. I can see my co-host Shannon and Jan saying, Ryan, you're full of crap. You know what? You drew the string back on that bow and arrow, but that arrow just completely missed the bullseye, Ryan. Good luck to you. C'est la vie. this was a tough topic because it's such a broad net, and so I guess from a reading an energy field standpoint, that's kind of my two cents on that. So with that, I'll pass it over to Shannon if she's ready.
Sure.
Hey, there we go.
No, you did good, Ryan. And I'm the guilty party of the picking discernment. Put my hand up. That was me. Go ahead. But you did really good because you were talking how it can feel in the body, how it can relate to each chakra and those sensations, because everybody picks them up different. But one thing I've found is that there's a lot of confusion between discernment and judgment. And they're two totally different contexts. And they come from different places in our emotions. Discernment is aligned with our intuition. It's kind of that guidepost that you're like, okay, yeah, this felt good. Yeah, no, that didn't feel so good. Without judging the situation, judging the people involved, or any of that. Instead, it's an emotional antenna linked in with the rest of our energetic body that kind of goes, hmm. Or when you hear something and it's like all of a sudden all the hair is standing up and you're like, wow, that just went like right into me. Woohoo! And then you'll hear somebody else talk about that same topic, and it's like, oh my God, this is nails on the chalkboard. It doesn't feel right to me. It's not that the information is incorrect. That information may be correct for other people, but for you in that moment, in where you are aligned at that point in your life, or even just that day, that's not resonating for you. And so your discernment that's linked to your intuition is going, no. Are you judging the information? No. You're having that energetic response going, this isn't quite gelling with where I'm at right now. And you might listen to that piece in 2 years from now, and it's making everything stand up that day. And you're like, oh, okay. Now that message is resonating for me, and my discernment and my intuition are going, yeah, it feels good. Mm. So it's a completely different place than judgment. Judgment comes from that really harsh, nope, I'm going to take all of this and just go, no, and hardline it. Where discernment's like, not today, my friend. It's not coming today. And that goes because we're vibrational beings. We're energetic beings. And so discernment is a vibrational frequency that you're picking up and resonating with. And when you are working with it with your intuition, when you have them combined, it can allow you to navigate and not just feel it out, but really allow the two to work in harmony to help guide you in things that are currently aligning with you, and even give you a few off ones so that it helps you to keep your checks and balances. You know, everything, we got to do that little check and balance and do the check-in with ourselves of, how does that one feel? Am I getting warning? Or no, you know what? Intuition is jumping right in front and going, yeah, right now this feels good. Other times discernment's jumping in front and going, honey, you might want to check that one out a little bit more. And judgment is not involved. It's off doing its own thing. So that's my little ditty about discernment. Use your intuition to help guide, and discernment is perfectly okay.
Well, that is so interesting, Shannon. I love hearing that. I can totally relate to that. And Ryan, I totally related to what you said too, because the whole thing last night when I was thinking about discernment, and trying to write a poem, you know, and just getting words for it, I didn't really, it wasn't really a poem. It's just I thought of these words that came through. And I did not want to use the word judgment. It was like, no, that's not it. That's not the word for discernment. But I needed to have a word that had M-E-N-T on it so that it would go with discernment at the end. You know what I mean? So that it would. So I did. I went ahead and put that word judgment in there. And this is, it's like my least favorite of all words, you know. It really is. But I went ahead and did it anyway. But I know what you mean as far as the body. I think that's how I do a lot of discerning myself, is through the chakras and through the body. But when I posted the poem, what came out were all these pictures of that were intuitive. So that's how I shared the poem, were with intuitive pictures. So I think it's definitely both. We use our body and we use our intuition. It, all of it just works hand in hand in the discernment. And so that's how my poem went. And so I'm just going to go ahead and read it. And it goes, it's called Discernment. And it goes, intuition, wisdom, trust, discern. Patience, boundaries, kindness, as we learn, discretion, guidance, counsel, a good judgment, understanding, perceptiveness, savvy, we have discernment. And that's what I came up with. But I could change that judgment one, you know, and get another word that has M-E-N-T on it. So
alignment.
Yeah, alignment. There it is.
There you go.
You know what?
Alignment.
I had alignment in there in the beginning, and I took it out for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, there we go. Thanks, Shannon. I am. I'm going to change it when the show's over. I'm going to change that to alignment. So anyway, that it is kind of a hard. It was kind of a tricky subject, and it took me a while because usually I don't take that long writing something, and I couldn't. Find the poem part wasn't coming. I just got all these words. So it was still a really good subject.
And I think you guys both really hit the nail on the head there, because the word judgment. Humans, humanity, in my mind, is naturally wired to be judgy-wudgy, okay? We're naturally wired to be have some sort of ego or separation or separation from prime source. That's why we're here. That's, you know,
right.
that's the essence of why we're here. And that's why we have judges, the circuit courts, all that humble jumbo, is because we have the tendency to be judgy-wudgy and to apply that discernment to make decisions on humanity. Maybe that's the separation of prime source that we're trying to get away from. I don't know. I mean, that's a very powerful concept for people to, in my opinion, for people to kind of understand and relate to. It's like, you know, who defines what's right and who defines what's wrong? I mean,
right.
You know, and maybe that's where, you know, the discernment comes in. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I think that humanity in general has a hard time with that because when you cross over, all there is love, and you don't have, you lose that. If you had animosity towards someone on the 3D Earth plane, when you cross over, all that's gone. It's all gone. And you're like,
yeah,
that was so silly. You know what I'm saying? That was so silly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe there's some sort of maybe discernment plays into that a little bit. But this is such a deep question, so I'm going to thank Shannon Johnson for throwing that one out there. that was so much of a head scratch on the fault. I have a bald spot in my head for scratching my head so long.
It makes you really think and dig a little deep in yourself when you're looking at it. You know, there's a lot of people that use either their belief system, what they were taught as children or as adults, as gauges of judgment, of gauges of judging themselves, as gauge of judging what's around them, other people. And it causes a lot of conflict, you know, because all of a sudden you're standing there looking at somebody else and going, no, no, there's nothing right about that. Well, wait a minute. Have you looked in the mirror? You know?
Right.
You're imperfect. I'm imperfect. You've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. If you can be in a place to just converse and be open about expressing how or what was going on or where you were in that moment, and the other person just allow them the space without judging it, and just use your discernment and your intuition to help guide you through the conversation, you'll both feel better afterwards, you know, because nobody was sitting there going, pointing the finger at you and putting all these triggers, you know, hitting our red buttons. Instead, they're just allowing the space. And
right.
It takes work. It takes self-work to be able to stop and go, you know what? I wasn't in your shoes.
And I think a lot of that, Shannon, plays into the fact that when we talk about that, sometimes I think humanity needs to take a stance of neutrality where there's no judgment. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
So, someone says something that seems off to you or to the other person, take the stance of neutrality and say, well, that wasn't right or wrong. You just had an experience. So neutrality, there's nothing wrong with neutrality. I think that's closing that gap a little bit. It's like, okay, so you know, my daughter kissed a boy, or she played with her phone and she missed the bus. She did something stupid, and instead of getting mad at her for that, I take a stance of neutrality on that, and I say, you know what, I guess she learned a lesson. And I've been starting to do that, and that's using discernment instead of saying, darn it, kid, you missed the bus, I got to take you to school, or I don't want you to see that boy. Instead of getting negative about it and scorning her, I'd say, well, I guess you learned a lesson there, didn't you? And so maybe that plays into discernment too.
It does.
The learning,
definitely.
You know, and
definitely. It does.
So,
and you end up finding people that know you're able to hold that space when they really need it. You're the one they search for. I have a friend from high school, and about 3 years ago, you know, we would go lengths of time without talking. And then, you know, it's that phone call that all of a sudden you're on the phone for 4 hours just catching up, you know. And I got a phone call out of the blue. And I was like, okay, something's up. And she was going through a really tough time in her marriage. And things were just... She was making some choices that other, because she's very immersed in a very tight religious family with her husband, and their community is completely rooted in the church. And she said, I've been having such a tough time. She goes, and I had to search for your number everywhere because I've probably got 30 different ones in different states from wherever you've been. I had to find the right one. And she said, but I needed somebody to talk to that I knew wouldn't judge me and would just be there for me to talk to. And I was like, wow, thank you. I'm glad you reached out, you know, and we spoke several times for great lengths and everything, and she was just like, I can't do this with anybody else in my life.
No.
And your name kept just, like, hounding me, going, I have got to find her and pick up the phone, because I knew, out of anybody I've known in my life, you would just listen. And you wouldn't judge me for any of it or tell me that I'm wrong. And I thought, God, you know, that's one of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten in my life. But she knew it was safe. She knew I wasn't going to start telling her, you know, oh, well, you know, that's against the Bible. That's against your marriage vows. Oh, yep, and that one too, you know. Here you go. Instead, I stayed in the space, held the space for her, let her let out what she needed to, used my intuition and discernment in my responses to her. So instead of her getting that wall, she got the open door. And that's something that discernment can really bring in for people. The more you get comfortable using it and using it with your intuition in those tough conversations, you can really find some gems that happen. You're not fixing it for them. You're just holding that space and allowing discernment and intuition to give you the answers to respond. And that's amazing.
And you know what, Shen? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when you were talking about this, I thought of a couple situations that I've been in where I have done that with people. Well, you know, we do that in our readings too. We do that as much as we can for people in our readings, for others. But in a few situations I've been in where that has been a needed thing, but they've been abusive to me, that person, when I was trying to hold space for them. Then that is a tricky one when you're trying to hold space for that person and you're doing it in the best possible way you can and without trying to judge, yet they're coming back at you. And I realized later that it wasn't me, it was them. They were spouting out their hurt and blaming it on me and using me as the backboard and et cetera, et cetera. But I was getting abused. You know, it wasn't good. It wasn't healthy for them to be doing that to me. It's not, you know, it's not nice, especially when you're trying to help them. Then that is when I have had, that's been the hardest part for me, is trying to figure that one out and how to handle that and keep it on a good keel and not, and I have, a few times I've struck out, you know. And so I'm just talking about something, when you brought this up, I immediately thought of somebody, just two people, and I worked really hard with them. I worked so hard with them for so long, and you know, so you live and learn. But I completely agree with you, completely. It takes a lot of surrender, and it takes a lot of having faith and knowing that. While you're giving them space to do that, that they're not attacking you. They're venting and needing to be listened to. That's the main thing, is that they need to be listened to. They don't need to be given a lot of guidance. They just want to be listened to, basically, is what I learned. Anyway, on and on. And we had three callers, darn it, and now they're gone. I shouldn't have said anything. Ryan just asked me, he said, we have any callers? I said, yeah, we had three, then we have two. Now we don't have them. They didn't think. My discernment was off. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just took us right over to the callers.
No, it's valuable information, and maybe the discussion answered the questions.
Maybe,
you know,
well,
sometimes that happens.
Maybe it did.
And yeah,
maybe,
you know, we're not going to be perfect all the time. I've had my moments.
No.
I got nailed so hard. My goodness. Attack after attack after attack after attack.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I was just kind of going, okay, whoa, wait a minute. And for a while I was engaging, and then I hit a moment that I was just like, why am I continuing to engage in this?
Right.
My voice
exactly.
isn't being heard, and I'm just getting more and more. And so I ended up walking away. I cut off contact to maybe another time, but not right now. I'm drawing my line in the sand and walking the other direction, because this isn't serving me and it's not serving the other people. It's only keeping it stir in the pot, you know, and you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think discernment was really what jumped up at me and went, hey, why are you continuing? You know, and I went, oh, okay, I got to stop. I got to walk away from it. I got to shut it down and go away. And doing this kind of work, sometimes you get those too, that, you know, all of a sudden you give an answer to somebody that hits a raw spot and you become the big target.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, all right, whoa. Where is this coming from? And for me, whenever those happen and I have to step away from it, I do a check-in.
Yeah.
I do a check-in on myself because I know I'm human. I know I got a mouth on me too, you know. And sometimes it gets running away from me. But when you do a check-in, you can figure it out. Yeah.
Do we have any callers, Jan?
We do. We have one caller. Sure do.
All right.
Shall I?
Let's roll.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Shannon, shall I interrupt you and we'll just go ahead?
Let's go.
Here we go. 806, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Lucretia. I'm in Texas.
Okay, great. Do you have a question?
I did. Are you doing regular just psychic questions?
Oh, sure. Yeah, our topic tonight is discernment, but we, of course, are doing readings, too, and if you want to say anything about discernment, please go ahead, too. But, yeah, we're taking readings for sure.
Awesome. I was wondering when you saw my house selling here in Texas and me actually being in California.
Let's see.
Lucretia. Did you say Lucretia or Lucretia?
Lucretia.
Oh, Lucretia. Okay.
Lucretia.
Boy, you don't want to know how I spelled that one out because I really butchered it. Hell, sorry about that. My cell phone connection isn't that good.
It's all right. I think the energy's there.
I'm having a. If I can just, I'm an energy healer, so. Lucretia, so I'm having, I gotta be honest with you, I'm having a little bit of a hard time reading your energy field right now. I don't know if you're blocking it through no fault of your own, but I'm having a little bit of a hard time reading it right now. I don't know why. Man, oh man, this doesn't happen to me very often. Holy cow.
I can go.
Oh,
I can
boy.
Give her an animal if you want to take
yeah,
a
go ahead.
Couple
yeah,
minutes.
Go. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Lucretia. The first thing that I saw was it's like at night, you know, like it's dark out, and I'm
yeah.
seeing a tree and I'm seeing an owl in the tree, and so that's the animal I see for you, and definitely dark at night outside. And the owl's key words are insight, wisdom, clairvoyance, clairaudience, enlightenment, and prophecy. And let's see. Owl totem helps you see through masks and illusion and hear what is not being said. You learn to trust your inner voice concerning the subtleties of other people's motives and actions, so you're not easily deceived. And often you can see right through into another person's soul. Strongly individualistic, and you prefer working quietly, so you are sensitive to signs and omens, especially in a new situation. And when owl appears to you in a special way, it may be a difficult point in time in your life, but the owl will carry you through out of the darkness to help you see both the dark and the light. And you don't need to be afraid of any of the shadows. So pay attention to the signs and omens and also your dreams. So that is mostly the message from the owl. And I just out of curiosity, is it night there? I mean, is it dark out where you are? We're still
yeah.
light over here.
No, it's dark.
It's dark out there. Oh, okay, yeah, because... Yeah, I thought it would be. I thought it was because it just appeared like really dark, you know. And usually when I first look, a lot of times I will see the location of where you are, and so that's probably why. But yeah, anyway, the owl looks through all kinds of things into the light and can see all kinds of stuff. So it's a really incredible animal to have around you. So I'm just going to give that message to you and let Ryan or Shannon go ahead.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. Thank you, Jan. As I was trying to merge or get closer to your energy field and read you, picking up a little bit of they're not negative energies, but they're just unwanted energies that aren't serving you in your sacral chakra, which is your second chakra, or your kind of your gut going up to your solar plexus. A little bit of a heartburn in that area, maybe associated with what you were talking about before. But most importantly, I am picking up some slight unwanted not unwanted. That's a poor choice of words on my part. Slight headache between my eyes, which is your third eye chakra. Okay. It's your pineal gland, what medical doctors call it. Your guides and your angels are pushing you to explore your mediumship abilities. So I would ask that you please consider that and explore that, and know that you have those abilities, and I think you can use those for the betterment of humanity. If it's doing tarot card readings, which I don't do, or Akashic record readings, which Shannon does, or any other type of mediumship abilities that you do have, but I'm feeling that pressure between my eyes right now. Feeling that in your energy field, and I also want you to pay attention to the ringing or pitch tones that you get in your ears on a daily basis. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I do read, and mediumship had come up before, so you're absolutely correct on that.
What I want you to do is say you're cooking lunch or whatever you're doing. You hear that ringing pitch tone in your ear. You look at the clock and you say, it's 1:57, all right. And it usually only lasts for 30 seconds, maybe a little bit longer than that. Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. I want you to record that time that happens, 157 or whatever it is, 505 or 1023. I want you to look up your angel number, and there's several vetted and validated websites out there. Go to one that's very popular. Just Google angel number website, what have you, and get that message that they're trying, that they're just screaming in your ear about, saying, "Hey, Jesus, this is what we want to talk to you about." So I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. Thanks.
You're welcome. And and that's what I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great, Ryan. And Shannon?
Hi, Lucretia.
Hey.
Hey. So I got some notes here for you. One of the first things that popped up was St. Joseph. And there's a St. Joseph for real estate that you can buy. It's very inexpensive. A little St. Joseph statue, and he's got a little prayer. And you would bury him in your backyard to help your house sell.
He's out there now. Yeah, I got one out there.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're bringing up that you might want to redo that. But before you redo that, they came through very strongly about doing a cleansing purge on the home and the property. And they're talking an energy one. So whether it's sage or whether it's the Palo Santo wood sticks, which they kept bringing up the wood stick one in particular.
Because I have that
handy. And do a nice clearing of the space. You're not going to be putting your own intent on it. You're going to be clearing your energy out and any other residual energy within the home and the property. So you're going to want to do inside and then go do one outside. And once you do that, then go ahead and redo your St. Joseph. All right? And that'll help to kind of do a reset on the property and the home to start aligning with a good buyer. The other thing they mentioned was start using the words "when my house sells" instead of "if my house sells." Instead, making it the when has already put in place of it happened, rather than the if, which leaves it kind of off lingering. And they're like, start bringing in that manifestation. They're showing journal form. Do you journal?
Sometimes.
Okay. They brought up about using the journal in the manifestation of the new relocation. Building that energy, reiterating, when I leave this home, these are the things that are waiting for me in California.
Okay.
And help create the energy that the door in Texas is closing and the door in California is opening and the home is aligning with its new ownership and you're aligning with your new adventure. Okay?
That sounds wonderful.
And there was a crystal. I have to go look. I know the name of this crystal. Why are you running away from me out of my brain? Hold on. I have one in my hand. Let me go. I'm calling for input. Baby, name of the crystal. Yes. Oh, that's okay. We got a book. We got a book. Got to run to the other side of the house. Hang on.
It's all good.
It's like I bought a bunch of these myself, and I'm like, I know the name of this. Why?
I keep my crystal Bible handy because sometimes, is it adventuring or is it one of those blue?
Yellow.
Yeah, you know, you never know.
Citrine.
Was it citrine? Yeah.
Citrine, okay.
Citrine. I kept thinking citrus and going, oh, is that citrus?
It's close,
citrine. Yes, now he remembers. Yes, they're bringing that up.
Excellent.
So get yourself some citrine to help bring in all that new energy. New energy for the home, new energy in your new adventure.
Exactly. Well, awesome. Thank you for running across the room. Because it would have killed me if I hadn't known what the stone was.
Uh-huh. See, when that happens, it's like, I know this name.
Now I can rest.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. One other question for you. Have you depersonalized the house?
Oh, yeah. I'm packed. That's why I'm not journaling, because everything's packed. And incidentally, you mentioned everything that I was led by Spirit to do, because I've got citrine in the east window, and my St. Joseph is buried in the front yard, but I can totally put him in the backyard and totally re-purge again, you know, with Palo Santo. Not a bad idea.
Excellent.
But I'm ready. I'm prepared. It's just a matter of manifesting the contract.
Yeah, because they were telling me right now it's not. That's why they're like so much about the cleanse clear. It's not on your part. It's the energy of the home and the property.
Yeah, it's energetic.
Not, yeah. So when you do this, you're going to be really doing a nice clear reset. So
right.
That way, and creating that welcoming intention so that when that buyer that's meant for it is going to just feel it when they come onto the property.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. It's supposed to feel like
it's
closed.
Some good confirmations.
Yeah. It's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lucretia, for calling
Thank
in.
You guys.
And please call back and let us know how it goes, too.
Will do.
All right. We'll look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thank you, Shannon and Ryan. That was really nice. It was great.
Yeah.
And we have 1, 2, 3 more, at least. No, 4. Okay. So
right,
I'm going to go
roll.
To, here we go. 708, are you there? 708?
Oh, yes, I am here.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my
oh,
call.
Good. Yes, you're welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm from Illinois.
Oh, wow, cool.
It's not cool right now. We're buried in snow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay,
oh,
Barbara. I live in Milwaukee, so we got what you got.
So you can feel, actually, you know what? I really kind of like the snow because I like the silence that you get from the snow.
Yeah.
If you ever go out there and you listen, you know, it's really quite beautiful, you know.
Neat. That's
yeah.
Really
it
neat.
Is. Yeah, it is, except when you have to blow your driveway out every day for 2 weeks, that it kind of gets sickening.
Yeah, well, that's true. That would not be so good. Well, I was wondering, what do you see as a spirit animal for me? And I'm really on this spiritual journey. So I'd be interested in what you have to share.
I'm seeing them. I'm seeing several right now. When you were first starting to talk, I was getting a, what they do is one comes in and then another one comes in and then another one comes in, and then I always look to see who stays, and that's going to be the most predominant one. But you had a dog, and then you had a butterfly, a yellow butterfly, and there was one more, and I can't. It came in, and it was so clear, but then the butterfly came in and sort of overtook it. But there's definitely a dog here too, a dog, and a butterfly.
Yeah.
So,
I had a dog that was special.
You what? You had
a dog.
I had a dog
that was very special.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does he look? What kind of dog was he?
It was a golden retriever.
Oh wow, that's what
I
had too.
She was just a beautiful, beautiful soul. I mean, she was almost like she wasn't. Well, I know she was a dog, okay, but it almost she was so human. She was so human-like, and we really could communicate, you know. I could communicate with her telepathically. In fact, that's how I trained her.
Yeah.
I'd envision I wanted her to walk or be, or, you know, and that's how I trained her.
Oh, I love that. I know how you feel and how that goes. I was very close to my gypsy dog, golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah.
Huh?
How do you see this year faring for as far as career goals, spiritual career, and I don't know, earthly career?
I'm gonna let Shannon or Ryan do that. I'm just just giving the animals tonight.
Okay.
But butterflies flown in really close to you, so just keep aware of that. And butterfly is all about transformation and change. So that's neat to have that, because that means transformation and change could be happening for you right now or later or in the midst of, and it's a very positive sign too, also about color and light and being light and all that. So it is a very spiritual animal as well.
That I wanted to share with you real quick is I can call hawks. And
call what?
The hawk.
Oh, the hawk, okay.
Yeah, I can actually call them. In fact, I was in my house, and I was like, Mr. Hawk, where are you? And the next thing I know, it was in the tree right in front of my house.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I love that because my note says red tail hawk.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. That was the first thing when you asked about a spirit animal, and Jen was starting hers, and I wrote down hawk, red-tailed hawk.
Yeah, tell me
cool.
Make me a falcon, too. That would be nice. We don't want much.
I love it. Love it.
That's so neat.
I'll jump in if you guys are ready.
Go ahead. I'll follow you, whatever.
Okay. Because your dog is coming back into your life again, but may not be a dog. Maybe another type of animal companion. So keep your abilities open, because it's going to be that heart pull when you look in the eyes that you're going to know when that dog is back with you in another form.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you asked about your abilities and spiritual journey, career-wise,
mm-hmm.
moving forward, and it came through very strong for you to focus on animal communication. And that is a natural talent of your abilities. All you're needing to do, really, is just do some of the self-cleanup work in fine-tuning your radio connection, because animal communication is telepathic. They're very much telepathy,
yeah.
visuals, you know, with pictures and things like that. And you have a very good ability to work with, to communicate to animals in body. And they're like, you have the ability to communicate easily with spirit animals as well. It's just a matter of you fine-tuning it and kind of getting your energy starting to align a little easier with it. They're like, mediumship, yeah, you could go into it if you choose to, and you can explore that. But you're really going to find some passion with working with people and animals in helping them be able to build stronger relationships while in bodies.
I agree. I feel, yeah, I really feel that when you were talking to the other, somebody was talking to the other person about hearing those high-pitched noise in your ears. Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. So I'm going to look at the clock, too, and see what time it is, because I'm very well aware and conscious of angel numbers. I get them all. 505,
yeah.
247, you know. It's I've gotten into the three digits now. But that's one
oh,
thing
yeah.
that I, yeah, that's one thing that I wanted to do. With it. See, I know they can understand me. I can tell by their body language. But, and I mine comes as a knowing. Mine doesn't come visually. Mine doesn't, I don't hear anything. Mine just comes as an inner knowing.
And that is called claircognizance. It's one of the
yeah.
clairs, is clear
yeah.
knowing. And so they're like, all you have to do is work on your attunement of it, which is also...
Mm-hmm.
part of why you're getting so many downloads in the ears, because Ryan brought up about the ringing in the ear. And, yeah, you're getting a lot of downloads helping you prepare to move into this more fully. They're like, just start rolling with it, and the doors are going to open, and the mentors to help you get there are going to start showing up.
Well, I hope that's true. No, I shouldn't say that. I know that's true. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ryan?
Well, I should have gone second to all my thunder. Thank you, darling. Because I only had three or four notes. I have to scratch up two of them off here because I had telepathic and animal communicator down here, and now I can't say that because
cool.
I sound like an idiot. But hey, Barbara, Ryan here. The only thing I have to add to the animal communicator part of it is own it. You're not completely owning it yet. Own it and turn it into a professional service, because your sixth chakra or your third eye is about 80% open. And I highly, highly, strongly, urgently request you, unless I give you a speeding ticket, to look into reading your Akashic records, okay? Learn how to do that. And there's one good book out there by Linda Howe on how to read your Akashic records. If you haven't already done that, I would encourage you to take a look at that. And that'll relieve some of your how should I say, your curiosities on how you became an animal communicator like you are today. You have the ability to look at a horse and you can talk to that horse, or look at a cat and you can talk to that cat. You know, you're on the same wavelength, you're on that same vibrational frequency. How you got there, it'd be kind of cool to understand that through your Akashic records. So, and it ain't that hard to do. I shouldn't say it ain't that hard to do, because truth be told, I'm reading the book right now. So here's the preacher talking to the choir. I drink my own medicine here. Shannon is an Akashic record reader. I'm learning how to do it right now. But I'm suggesting to you to grab that book and to read it. I'm halfway through it right now. There are some stipulations, clauses, and caveats on how to do it. I would encourage you to just explore your past lives but getting back to the animal communicator, own it. Like Shannon said, you're telepathic. You've already gotten there in probably about, I'd say probably late 2018. I would suggest that you start doing it on some sort of professional level and charging for your services. And I'm not throwing this back on Shannon's lap, because Shannon is an excellent Akashic Records reader. And if you have any questions about that, what I just said, you know, I'll just ask her. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what is it? What do you think I need to do more regarding the animal communication? Because I know I feel like I could do medium work, but I don't really think that. That was more, mediumship started for me about when I was 13, 14, and it came on so strong, and I had nobody to talk to, nobody to mentor me or whatever. So I'm kind of hesitant to bring that back in because it came on so strong. So I kind of backed away from it a bit, even though from time to time it does come to the fore, so to speak. But with the animals, it's just, it's different for me, you know. It doesn't freak me out as much, to be totally honest with you.
You can accelerate your process, Barbara, naturally by unblocking yourself. It's really as simple as that. You were very, very good at it when you were, like you said, when you were 13 or 14. Then something happened, natural elements, people looked at you sideways, whatever, and you kind of squeezed it down, tucked it aside, put it in a 3-lock box, and tossed it in the closet, forgot about it. Just work on unblocking your belief system and unblocking yourself and say, yeah, I really love this. I want to get back to that state of mind where I was when I was 13 years old. Because remember, the spirit world is timeless. Time does not exist. So bring yourself back to when you were 13 or 14 years old and remember how you were in that state of mind and bring yourself back there, okay? And when you unblock yourself from all those obstacles that you experienced from 13 till the age you are right now, strip all that stuff away, put it down the floor and walk away and say, all is well. I'm going to get back to where I was when I was very, very good at this. And it'll probably take some time. I'm hearing 1 to 2, and I don't know if that's 1 to 2 weeks or 1 to 2 months. And even that's very accelerated, in my opinion, because when I knew I was a healer, it took me 6 months to figure it out. But I'm hearing 1 to 2. So,
maybe,
you know,
it's 1 to 2 years.
What's that?
I said maybe it's 1 to 2 years.
You know what? You never know. I just heard the word 1 to 2, but I would just encourage, and your angels and your guides will help meter that for you, so your head doesn't explode. So they're gonna say, okay, we're gonna make sure she doesn't step on the accelerator too hard and crash your car. They're gonna
okay.
make sure they're gonna guide you straight and narrow, and make sure that you're obeying all the speed limits and what have you, and doing everything that doesn't hurt your being. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that makes sense with you. And like I said, what else do I have for you? That was about it. Like I said, I'm mad that Shannon stole my
Barbara, I want to chime in. I love that there's so much conversation here from all of us about this, because everybody has so much to offer about this animal stuff. It's how I started out. It's what I've been doing. It's where I started, and it started with dreams for me. I started having incredible, like, very lucid, not even dreams. A few of them have been live, where I've seen the spirit animal right there, right in front of my face, just live, you know. And and then just that was shocking for me. I mean, that put me in a what? I've never seen such a thing in my life. And I talk about that story over and over. It's a butterfly story. Anyway, it was a butterfly that took me to my mom when we were having an earthquake, and I followed it, and it woke me up out of bed, and I followed it. A huge butterfly, and it took me to my mom because she was freaking out. We were having an earthquake. Anyway, that's when it all started for me, and I didn't understand it. I had no idea. I didn't know what it was. You know, I just thought, what? How am I doing? How did that happen? It was a miracle. And so from then on, it just took off, and I started having more and more animal stuff like you have a little bit. And it for me, it came in the form of more seeing them in my mind's eyes around people. I don't use cards. I just see them. And every psychic can do that too. Anyone can do that too. It's just some people are a little more in tune with the animal vibration, which you are, which so many of us are. And I just started doing readings, and then out of blue, I started working on these crimes because somebody asked me to work on a missing person, and an animal came in and was helping me look for the person. I mean, so you just start working on it. I do meditation is how I do everything. I meditate, and then I can see a lot more and feel. And you're claircognizant, so you can sense it. But I still think, I don't know if any of this is making too much sense, but I guess I just want to tell you that. I started out not knowing. I didn't have your background of where I had that as a child. I saw other stuff as a child, but not the animals. It just started happening like 5 or 6, or maybe about 10 years ago, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. And so then I was in these groups with people, and they're all doing meditation, and they say, you got to do meditation. Okay, so I start doing meditation, and then I'm seeing more and more animals all the time for people. And then people ask me for readings on their animals. Can you tell me what's wrong with my animal? She's sick or whatever. And then I start doing that, telling what the ailments are. And it's just a matter of going ahead, like Ryan said, just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and start practicing. Start taking some clients. You know what I mean? Just start doing it. I mean, that's all I did. I didn't go to a class and learn how to do it. I just start taking clients. And it's just, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. That's how it always is for me anyway. It seems like I just get thrown into the work before I get the training and start working, you know. But so I'm just trying to inspire you to just go for it.
You know what? When I heard the topic or today when you were talking about, I thought, this is just so synchronistic to what I'm thinking about and everything. And I know it's got to be something with animal communication, because I mean, I see cardinals and blue jays and hummingbirds, and it's the dragonfly was like right up, almost touching my nose, right to my face. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, but it's so but see, now, I had that happen with people. Like, picture a collage. However, the collage, their faces were alive, and that was kind of freaky.
And
so,
their faces were
alive.
Okay.
You know, so that was kind of unsettling, you know, for me anyway, it was. And so it's just because they all want to talk, and I get that. So, and the other thing when I was young is I wouldn't be able to sleep at night because, you know, there'd be so much racket, so to speak, that I couldn't sleep. So that's why I just kind of... Yeah, like mediumship. And that's why I didn't do it with the mediumship when I was younger because I couldn't sleep at night as a kid.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
And so finally I told them, you need to go. You need to go. And that's all I said for a year. And finally they left. But it took quite a while for them to go. So that's why I wasn't... Even now.
Well, I don't want to give you the wrong information here. You can always take a class too. You know what I mean? And they will teach you how to deal with it. That's exactly what they do in the mediumship class. They teach you how to handle, how to tell them to stay away, how to keep your boundaries, all that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So I recommend that for you.
Yeah. Well, that's like I said, with the animals is one thing, with people is another.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah. For me, it's just, I don't know, the animals are just comforting. I don't know what else to say. They're the thing.
That's so neat.
You know? Yeah, it is. Oh, I think it's great, you know, and I've had a couple of times, and I thought it was just... my imagination. And then I was driving down the road at like 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, no one was around, and all of a sudden what should be in the lane right in front of me but a raven, a huge, huge raven. I'm thinking, for real? So I went around it on the left side, and I looked out my rear view mirror. This thing was huge. It was the size, I swear to God, of a vulture. And when I went by it, though, I looked in the rear view after I went by it. It was still sitting there. So, it was just like, whoa. And another time, I saw a hawk in the air, and I said, Mr. Hawk, come and talk to me. And the next time I went to a stoplight, the next block, the hawk landed on the opposite side of the street and just looked at me.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, now that is really cool. I mean, I love I love.
And Shannon saw the hawk, so that's definitely, since you see it quite a bit, and then she also saw it, that's one of your main items. We could go on and on about this. But I just want to tell you one more thing. I have a dear friend named Cherie who has the same thing with birds. They come to her, they fly to her. She's a bird lady, and she's also an animal woman. She's also a registered, certified animal, in the state of Texas, animal wildlife person. She takes care of them. You know, when they're sick, she actually takes care of them, the wildlife, and then she sends them back out into the wild. It's really neat. But they fly to her, the animals, and then all kinds of animals just come to her, too. Just the same way as they are for you. So, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that, and we need to keep going because we have a lot of callers. But you are so interesting, and I'm just glad that you called in, and thank you. And we appreciate it. So rehabilitator is what Lynn just told me. Rehabilitator in the wildlife. And you could possibly do something like that. I don't know. I mean, you could go in so many directions. You've got mediumship. I mean, and oh, my goodness, you've got it all going. You've got so much. So So I would, you might want to take a class and just kind of hone in on some of this and get a little mm-hmm. organized with it. You know what I mean? I'm going to go on
okay.
and on here. We've got so many callers,
no,
but thank
okay.
you for
well,
calling
thank you very
in.
Much. Thank you,
yes,
and I'll call
and
back.
I hope we helped you, and please call us back.
You did.
Oh,
you
good.
Did
okay.
very much. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my gosh. I think I went off on a tangent. I didn't mean to. And, Shannon, I didn't mean to overstep your reading. God. Oh, jeez. Okay. But that was fantastic,
well, okay.
Shannon. And Ryan, too.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well,
okay,
good,
so
good.
Okay,
yeah,
we got
no.
We have tons of them. We got to go. Here we go. 248. 248, are you there?
Hi, this is Jody. How are you?
Hi. Jody?
Hi, I'm actually, can you hear me okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm actually a psychic medium, and I read on the show on Wednesdays, but I had a question to call
oh.
in about.
Oh,
so,
hi, Jody.
Hi, it's nice to meet all of you. I have a couple questions. The first is, my dog Henry has been sick, and Ryan, who is quite a lovely man, has done some healing for him. Hi, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm fine.
And Jody.
Oh, hey, Jody, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Sorry, I dropped my earbuds, and I was trying to
oh,
scramble to
okay.
pick them up again. Oh, my goodness. I'm embarrassed. So go ahead.
Don't be embarrassed. You know, what I was wondering about is, you know, I'm doing what I can for Henry, and I sometimes wonder how he is feeling about it. Of course, he has communicated with me before, and I'm waiting for the animal communication stuff to come in more fully for me. But about this, I really am not sure I'm getting the messages because I'm so close, and I'm just wondering how he's really feeling about the feedings and the medication and if he's okay with it.
Hold on here. Did you want to go, Jan, or did you want me to go? I can...
I'm not picking it up yet.
Hey, Jody. I'm trying to clear my energy field right now, and I'm trying to read your beloved dog, Henry. Hesitant, on the fence. He knows that you have a heart of gold with him. He loves you very much, and you love him very much. That goes without saying. Boy, come on. This might be, I don't know if contract is the right word to use, but I'm hearing the word contract. That might be a little harsh word to use. This might be something that he signed up for as a lesson for both you and him to learn from. You're, because you care for him deeply and he loves you deeply too, but he's going through some stuff right now. And it's something that he signed, I think it's something that he signed up for. At least that's what my spirit team is telling me.
Is there anything I can do to change this path? Could he possibly survive?
No.
I'm getting the word no, and don't take that in a disheartening way, okay? Because I'm getting the word no on that, and I'm having a hard time reading him for whatever reason. I think this is a situation where he's not gonna be in pain and suffering, but once again, there's a bond between you and him. He loves you very much, as you do him. But like I said, this is a big, big, big learning experience and lesson for you and for him as well. And I think this is what he signed up for you. He signed up for himself for you to learn from him on this. Because what it's doing to you, Jody, is creating a lot of anxiety with you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Your shoulders are tense. You're all, and for lack of a better word, you're all kind of jacked up about him. And so, learn to release your anxiety and your panic about him. And maybe when you release those, and those are all negative energies that are built up in you, probably right behind your, picking up right behind your shoulders and right behind your neck and a little bit in your stomach, your sacral going up to, sacral chakra, which is your second chakra going up to your third chakra. So learn to kind of release those a little bit, and that can probably alleviate some of that anxiety for you. And make him feel better. And maybe, if I'm right about this, that this is a contract that he signed up for. There's not even a healer like me can release that. It takes Shannon knows this as well as I do. It takes a lot of special permission to release someone from a contract that they signed up for. So, that's not even something I think I have permission to do. That's beyond my realm of power and control. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. I'm a medium and I get it.
Okay, so with that, I'll pass to Shannon.
So I can chime in just for a second before Shannon. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jody, I to tell you the truth, I know I've worked on them before, and I can't remember everything of what was going on. Because I block it. I block out the readings and stuff. But what I'm seeing here is I saw you bending down and kissing his nose. And do you do that?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. And what the feeling that I'm getting from him is that he enjoys every bit of time with you, every moment. And I'm getting a incredible heart place from him. I can almost cry. And does he like to be outside?
Yeah.
I see you guys outside a lot, or he's outside, or something. There's like, I feel like there's a real happiness when he's outside. And I saw rose bushes. Okay, because that's uh-huh. real, that's what I get. He smiles, he glows, he just when he's outside. And I was seeing rose bushes or something too, and also does somebody ride a bicycle or something?
Yes, I bought a. An attachment for the seat, and I can take him out on the bike, and he can run alongside me. But I haven't been able to
there
do it
is.
In a few years because I was sick.
Okay. Well, he really likes that because I see him. What I see here is I see you riding a bicycle and you holding him, or he running by you. And that's what I kept seeing.
Does.
Okay. Yeah, I completely saw that, and so he really likes that. So. Whenever you get a chance to do that again, go ahead, because he really likes that. And, I feel this heart space with him, with you. It's so strong. Woo! It's really neat, but it's so strong. And I think he just appreciates everything you do for him. That's about, without doing a meditation, I can't get too much more information, but just from this glance, this is what I'm getting, and I think he just loves you so, so much. So I think you're doing a good job.
Me and him both. Okay, thank you.
Yes. So that's all I'm going to say.
You got my kids going now.
Sorry. I just
okay.
felt it. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm trying to give up the control I feel about trying to find something that could help them. And that's not easy. But when I made that choice, then we started having a lot more fun together.
I'm pretty sure.
He was diagnosed in October with cancer. And, I really struggled quite a bit with being worried and thinking all the time he was going to pass, and now I get up and we stopped focusing on the fact that he's ill with something that could cause him to pass, and now I focus on him and being there with me instead. But it is hard. I don't want to say goodbye, and I know that's in the future.
Right. So you just do the very best you can right now and enjoy every moment you have. And anyway, I'm going to pass it over to Shannon.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Jody.
You're welcome.
Hi, Shannon.
So Henry is tired. He does not like those medicines. It's like bitter. Blah.
You're
one of the first
right.
things
he
I got the taste
bad.
Of was him going, bah, bah.
I know.
No.
And every time I give it to him, I tell him, I know it's yucky. I tasted it, so I know. I put myself through it too, buddy.
Yeah, it's just like, yuck. But even though he's tired, he's like, I'm not gone yet, Mom. I'm not gone yet, so let's make the best of each day. And it's funny because just before Jan mentioned about being outside, I was getting the visual of, like the really low-to-ground beach chairs.
Yeah.
I saw those with him sitting in one and you sitting in one watching. It looked like a sunset.
Aww.
And I could hear him going, see, these are the good times. You're not focused on him and his health. You're focused on him and the joy of the moment spending with him. And I did hear that, he's not got much longer to stay. He's holding on as long as he can for you until you're ready to say it's okay. But the other part that I was also shown is that he will continue to return to you as you walk through this life. He may not always be a dog, but each opportunity that you open the doors of your heart, ready to let another companion come in, he's going to take a form that you can love and hug on and smooch all over again. So it's kind of like, Mom, I'm tired, and we're going to make the best of every moment we can while I'm still here. And when you're ready to let me go, I'm going to go. And I do hear that he's going to try to pass when you're not home or not present in the room. And he wants you to be okay with that.
I am
it's
okay with that.
Nothing
I'm much
to do
better
with
that than putting him down.
Yeah. He's like, it has nothing to do with my mommy. It has to do with it will be better for my mommy to know that I took the moment and I passed in peace so then she can have her tears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So those are the little bits that I got for you on him. But he is so sweet. He has got such a beautiful heart. But that is it is a contract, but you guys have a contract beyond his illness. You guys have a contract of companions where he will be your kind of guardian companion each time he returns, whether he's a cat, a bird, or a dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Will he visit from the other side like my other dog has?
Yes.
Okay. And will Maggie be okay? She's my other dog, and she bonded to him before she bonded to me. and I know she senses what's going on. She seems to be doing better now that I'm doing better. But I really
10 seconds. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an assistant. She's an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
she's
so
going
much.
To
I
help him transition.
Oh, she really loves him.
Yeah. Let her be
just
there.
Want him.
Okay?
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you so much for answering that. Are we getting a countdown? Is your show getting ready to end now?
Thanks, Jody. I'm going to just say goodbye, everybody. We're going off air right now. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Shannon and Ryan. This is wonderful. And Jody, please call back in anytime. And 503 and the other callers that went off already, please call back in next week. I'm sorry you had to wait. And we'll see you next week or whenever you can. And thanks, everybody.
Thank
going
you.
Off air.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Enter the light.